Adult train driver strike, smash the pay freeze, and derail the Tories. An ALF member in the Midlands this summer of Tory discontent is seeing one of the biggest nationwide industrial actions by train drivers and the ALF trade union on the 30th of July. It will be the first major strike for some members. For others, it brings back memories of the renowned 1982 flexible roster strike under British Rail. ALF members across 8 different train operating companies, TOCs, absolutely smashed the anti-strike thresholds put in place by the Tories. With positive votes for strike action coming in on average at over 90%, ALF members have a democratic mandate that these capitalist politicians could only dream of. With pay frozen for over 3 years while inflation skyrockets, it was necessary for industrial action to be presented as an option. Every negotiation and chance to settle an equitable pay claim has been stonewalled by the employer. However, the real puppeteer behind many of these talks, stopping fruitful negotiations from taking place, is the government. The Tories want to force working class people to pay for the capitalist economic crisis. We know the money is there. Millions have been siphoned off by our privatized railway system into the back pockets of shareholders in the form of dividends. Meanwhile, train drivers, who not too long ago were called key workers by the government as they worked through the pandemic, can't have their pay match inflation. The poisonous campaign of divide and conquer tactics pushed by the Tories and their friends in the right-wing rag media, to turn worker against worker, in large part has failed. The race to the bottom is being rejected. It is vital to build upon this growing mood of workers fighting back, by looking to coordinate action with the other railway unions against common employers where possible. This is a turning point dispute that should be supported by the whole labor movement. But as the old saying goes, you can't control what you don't own. We battle for an equitable pay claim, but the war must be for a nationalized, publicly owned railway, run for and by the interests of railway workers and service users.